The Bris Milah is a Jewish occasion that's full of happiness and joy, and yes, shouting. When you come to a Bris, there are these random moments where all of a sudden we bellow out different words. Some of them we know by heart because we've been to so many Brisim, some we fumfer through. But I want to try to understand is why do we say some of these things? So one of them is, Kishem shenichnas labris, ken yikonis l'torah l'chupa l'masim tovim. Say, just as you came into the Bris Milah, the covenant with God, so too should you enter into Torah, Chuppah, and good deeds. That's one. And then all of a sudden, at a random time, we also say, Zeh katan gadol yihyeh. This katan, this child, should become a big grown-up. What are we saying? So Iturei Torah points out a beautiful, beautiful idea. He says that what's unique about Bris Milah is it's one of the few mitzvos. It's something that once you get it, you can't lose it. You have it, and you have it for life. And that's been a very, very defining characteristic of the Jewish male over the course of history, is the Jew is identified by the Bris Milah. You couldn't really hide because everybody knew you were a Jew. That Bris Milah is something that is so much a part and parcel of the human being, they have it for life. The bracha that we give to this child at his Bris is Kishem Shenichnas LeBris. Just as this mitzvah is something that is davuk, it's something that's connected to you, Torah, Chuppah, Masim Tovim, all of these things, also Lo Yipare Lo'olam, should not separate from you for life. And I think that's the key to understanding what we're saying. We say to the child, Zeh katan gadol yihyeh. What's a katan? A katan is someone who only cares about himself. A gadol is someone who cares about much more. He cares beyond himself. What are we saying at the Bris? We're blessing the child. You're entering into the covenant of Avram Avinu. Avraham was a Rachman. He was someone who cared about other people. He was someone that was so much bigger than himself. Kishem shenichnas l'bris. Just as we come into enter into the covenant of Bris Milah, everything else should also be that. Torah, it's bigger than us. Chuppah is the ultimate giving to someone else. And Masim Tovim, Chesed, that should totally be integrated into our life on a regular basis, day in, day out. Zeh Katan, right now, this child is so small. But if you listen and you hear the words of Kishem Shenichnas LeBris, if you hear that and make it a part of your life, then Zeh Katan Gadol Yihyeh. And every action and everything you're doing in life will be built on the premise of aiming to be a gadol. May we all find the ability and the strength to be a gadol, to devote and dedicate our lives to helping and working on behalf of others.